stone soup. A kind old stranger was walking through the land when he came upon a village. As he entered, the villagers moved towards their homes and locked their doors and windows. The stranger asked curiously, "Why are you all so frightened? I am a simple traveler. I'm just looking for a safe place to sleep and a warm meal to eat." "There's not a bit of food in the whole land," they told him. "We are weak and our children are starving. You should keep traveling on." "Oh, I have everything I need," he said. "In fact, I was thinking of making some stone soup to share with all of you." He pulled an iron cauldron from his cloak, filled it with water, and began to build a fire under it. Then he drew an ordinary-looking stone from a silk bag and dropped it into the water. Hearing the rumor of food, the villagers came out of their homes and watched. The stranger sniffed the broth and licked his lips in anticipation. The villagers' hunger began to overcome their fear. "Ah," the stranger said to himself loudly, "I do like a tasty stone soup. Of course, stone soup with peas is even better." Soon, a villager approached, holding a bowl of peas he'd retrieved from its hiding place, and added it to the pot. "Wonderful," cried the stranger. "You know, I once had stone soup with peas and potatoes as well, and it was fit for a king." Another villager managed to find some potatoes. And so it went, from peas to potatoes to tomatoes to corn to spices, until there was a delicious meal for everyone in the village to share. The village elder offered the stranger a great deal of money for the magical stone, but he refused to sell it and traveled on the next day. As he left, the stranger came upon a group of village children standing near the road. He gave the silk bag containing the stone to the youngest child. He whispered to them, "It was not the stone, but the villagers that performed the magic."